not to keep you too long. So clean your soup maker and breathe in your chicken, broccoli, and everything. The tug that's between us, that long string, Concord bound to and my evening, the good hunter's guide to a bad night, darling. Thanks, you're leaving. Well, I tried just to stroke your dreams better, but darling, I see that you're not really sleeping. And I know you're tired. Well, I'm
Hello, you are listening to Sonic Blue on Bloom, and there's no Sydney today, guys, sorry, but you're listening to WMUC at Digital College Park, and this is our PSA.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Okay, that was our PSA. Now, today it's just going to be me. I do have a friend in here, though. Lana, do you want to say hi, Lana?
Sure.
Come in.
Oh. Hey, I'm Lana.
Okay, so we don't really have a theme for today because it's just me, and that's more of like a sharing creative juices type thing. So I'm just taking us back to a bit of our roots with a lot of female-led shoegaze. And I'm keeping it with the female vocals. I know a lot of the time that we like to feature bands that have female members, but not necessarily have them be the vocalists. And because, you know, bassists are important too and all that. So, but we're going to start out with a little less shoegaze and more shoegaze influence, direct influence. So we have Wednesday, How Can You Live If You Can't Love How Can You Live, by Wednesday, and Sweet by Feeble Little Horse, both of which we have played music from, and I'm a big fan of both, and I think they have different sounds. They take their influences in different directions, and so I think hearing them back to back kind of allows you to see the wide variety of influence you can have on distorted guitar and those techniques that are used in this genre. So yeah, this is How Can You Live If You Can't Love How Can You Live by Wednesday, and Sweet by Feeble Little Horse.
Thank you.
was, how can you live if you can't love? How can you live without... Yeah, okay. That long-ass name by Wednesday and Sweet by Phoebe Little Horse. Yeah, I'm such a big fan. Hold on. Can you hear me right? I feel like you guys can't hear me. Hello? Hello? Okay. I don't know. I guess I'm just really quiet. But, yeah. I'm such a big fan of Phoebe Little Horse. I really like their blending of sounds. There is a sense of a wall of sound in their pieces, but it doesn't distract from kind of the melodic tone that it seems to have. And I like this album a lot, Girl with Fish. I think it's probably an EP, but it's a form of album. Yeah, I love the sound, and I love the sweetness in Wednesday's voice. It's very nice. But next up, we have Sunday by Mama. And Sunday was written by Narrowhead, or is a song by Narrowhead, and this is Sunday doing a cover. Mama doing a cover of Sunday. And on this single, they also have Narrowhead doing a cover of a Mama song, Medicine. So give that a listen. I'm such a Narrowhead fan, and I wish they had a woman in there, but they don't, because it is shoegaze, and we have to be very selective. But it's a great song, and imagine the way it would be sung by a man. And I guess that's the Narrowhead version. But do check out Narrowhead as well. But more importantly, I guess we should be focusing on the woman. So then after Mama, we have Lull by Slow Crush. Now, they have a very quintessential shoegaze sound, and I think there's something quite gothic as well about their instrumentals, and honestly also the visuals on all of their albums. So that is what we have up next.
Days upon me.
Okay, that was Sunday by Mama and Slow Crush by, or Lull by Soul Slow Crush. My goodness. Well, I think I'm getting tongue-tied because it's over 100 degrees in this room right now. It is like 85 degrees outside, and man, does the bodies in a room really heat up a space. It's crazy. But I hope everyone out there listening does not have to sweat as much as we do in the studio right now. Next up, we have very soft sounds coming from Wisp with See You Soon and Paper Thin by She's Green. Wisp has, I think, the candor of a very soft voice similar to something like maybe BB Doobie, but with the music and the instrumentals of well, I guess this genre. So it's such a relaxing sound. I love her voice, and I love what she does with it and what the music kind of brings out of her voice. And She's Green, I saw them live, and that's how I discovered them. I love when that happens, when you discover a band through a concert and you see them in person, because that is the purest form of music, is seeing it in person. Oh my goodness, I'm so hot in here. But yeah, and so getting to see an artist for the first time in its true form and its most pure form is, I think, really powerful and really magical, and it made me fall in love with She's Green. And She's Green is releasing an album coming out very soon, and this song is going to be on the album. It is one of two songs released so far from that album, so I will be sat and listening, and you guys should too. Because it's a very small band, and of course it's great to support small bands. So, yeah, listen to She's Green and this song, as long as, yeah. And if you're discovering, I love to think that maybe people discover bands through this show, but that might be wishful thinking. Because I don't know if we have, like, dedicated listeners besides our family. Anyways, this is See You Soon by Wisp and Paper Thin by She's Green. was See You Soon by Wisp and Paper Thin by She's Green. Now we have two Wisp fans in the studio today, don't we?
We do. Oh my god, we do. I love Wisp. I don't actually know that many Wisp songs, but
yeah, I think her Pandora EP is most popular, and I think those are where her like standout songs are. And I think that's because, you know, as a smaller artist gets more into their music, they begin to develop their own sound, and that is like her, I think, more latest EP, and that's when she really hones in on her sound. But up next we have a classic, Love Blind by Secret Shine. And Secret Shine is like kind of more of an old school type of shoegaze band, and I think it's kind of, there's a mix between female and male vocals on that one, and I think they kind of blend together a bit. And then we have Page Four, A Picture of Three Hedges by Julie. Julie is so awesome. I love them so much. I think they released something in January, but this is from like their, this is a single that was later added on to one of their EPs, one of their earlier EPs, with like the same art style of like the girl, you know. If you know, you know. But yeah, Love Blind by Secret Shine and Page Four, A Picture of Three Hedges by Julie.
Thank you.
Love Blind by Secret Shine and Page Four, A Picture of Three Hedges by Julie. And I've been a fan of actually both of those artists for quite a long time, and I think there was a time where both of those songs were played on the same day for probably a 2-month period of my life over a year ago. So there's a bit of an insight into my life. But next up, we have She Hangs Brightly by Mazzie Star and Those Eyes, That Mouth by Cocteau Twins. I think that She Hangs Brightly is a very underrated album from Mazzie Star, which, I don't know, that's not saying a lot considering, like, that's her third most popular album. But I still think that people don't give it the credit it has for its sound being a little bit more experimental than her usual more indie sound. I think that it sets her apart from the other music that was really popular at the time in the 90s. Because there's a grungeness that's more relatable for a wider population. But I guess it's blasphemous to call it grunge. I guess shoegaze is just shoegaze. But and Cocteau Twins, another underrated Cocteau Twins. I think this EP, Love's Easy Tears, is really good. And I think that to an extent, all Cocteau Twins songs have like the same vibe, but I think that's fine. I think that means that they know what they're doing. And you can always recognize a Cocteau Twin sound because, like, as soon as it plays, it has that quintessential, I don't know, etherealness to it. That's not a word, but you understand the message I'm trying to say. Anyways, this is interesting, trying to make the commentary I usually do without Sydney's commentary on my commentary. So you just get unadulterated Chloe, which is, I guess, less interesting. Okay, so this is She Hangs Brightly by Mazzy Star and Those Eyes, That Mouth by Cocteau Twins.
Thank you.
about you guys, but I'm really excited for the, well, one, for the year to end so that I can go back to my home that has AC. I don't know how many of you are out there sleeping in a room with no AC, but I feel you and I'm right there with you. And I'm also excited to get out of the studio in about 5 minutes so that I can be out there in the cold. Well, not in the cold. Cold compared to in here, which is just 5 degrees cooler. Because this is top 10 sweatiest moments of my life. Because it's a sauna in here. And you know what? I don't like saunas. I don't like being sweaty when I don't have to be. I'm only sweaty when I'm forced into it. Anyways, next up we have, I think it's just Police Scanner by Chanel Beads. We don't really have time for Lush, but that's all right. We've heard Lush before. We've all heard Lush. But yeah, I think that's a wrap for tonight. This is Sonic Bloom with just Chloe, no Sydney. So, yeah, that was that. Okay, good night, guys.